Every day you should wake up and think, this is an opportunity to learn something new, to face a lesson that we needed to learn, or maybe even conquer a fear. Today I'm going to share with you a pretty intimate story about a journey for me that was quite recent. So I think it will help you understand that life is a roller coaster. And no matter how evolved out of the gate of narcissist recovery we are, life is going to hand us challenges. It is never going to stop throwing people in our life. And we can't defeat that fact. That fact will always be there. What we can do is understand that roller coaster and manage it to the very best that we can. Forgive ourselves if we make a mistake. Rejoice and celebrate if we've learned a lesson. My name is Tracy Malone. I am the founder of NarcissistAbuseSupport.com and this YouTube channel, podcast, and a plethora of other social media avenues where I educate people about narcissistic abuse and how to recover from it, how to understand your own vulnerabilities, and how to get them to move past the trauma that a narcissist can throw into our life. For me, it has been 5 years since I've dated, and I really haven't had any interest in dating. Many of my friends thought I was crazy, thought I should have just jumped back up there on the horse and all that, but I was busy. I was busy building a website for you guys, a YouTube channel, and I was busy learning. I don't watch as many YouTube videos anymore, but I listen to books. I read books several a week if I can. And I want to learn that for you, but also in every single book and every single thing that I learn, I am learning and I am building my own skills, right? So here comes the dating part. We're going to call it a lesson from a coffee shop and a coffee date because this was a big one. It happened about a week ago, and I've been meaning to make this video for you guys because I'm kind of proud of myself in the end. But I'm going to show you the cycle of how I got to this point. So I decide maybe I am ready. Right? Scared to death. Maybe I'm ready. And for you, when you get ready to go and date again, and again, maybe your narcissist is your mother, your sister, someone like that, so this might not have much bearing on you, but the lesson is the same. So for me, I decided to jump off, but also do it with care and caution so that I was in the driver's seat. So that I had control of what was going to happen on any date. And what that meant was I put a profile out there, and not really ever filling out a match profile, I didn't know what to write. So I kind of started peeking at others, peeking at men's profiles, and read all of their, you know, I ride motorcycles, I take selfies in the bathroom window, all of that sort of stuff. I'm reading, I'm learning, and I would add a little bit more, but I didn't actually pay for it. So that was something I can control. I quickly got like 100 messages in my box, and it was a way to kind of set into myself that when I'm ready, and I'm ready to have discussions, because you know, when you start to have a discussion with someone on anything, your messenger, you're going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And so I knew that that would require time and commitment, and sometimes it would be painful to deal and talk with people that maybe I didn't want to see. Again, I don't want to hurt someone. Oh no, there's so many layers of weird in here, but stick with me. So I put my profile up. I do use some pictures of me. And I decided another safeguard for me was to put a fake name. I mean, there are people just called like, you know, Rabbit something. They're hopefully not their real name. So I thought, what the heck? I'm not going to put my real name. And for me, an additional vulnerability is that there are over 400 videos that detail every single detail about my life. From the arrest by my narcissist, from my divorce, my mother's, my sister, my childhood, you name it. My life is more than an open book. So how vulnerable and how scary is that, right? Lots of other YouTubers have moved on, found wonderful people in their life, and I said, maybe, let me just see. But there were my safeguards. These were the things that I could control. And that's how we face a fear. We don't just jump off the edge of the pool, but maybe we start slowly. We go in and we walk in and we take our time. That's what I was doing with this. So there I was in complete sort of incognito, looking, reading, seeing if anything moved me. And then I got an email. And you might think this was creepy because I did at first too. And the email said, "Dear Tracy, I found you on Match." Wait a second. I had a different name on Match. And how did you get my email? Those were the questions that immediately went into my brain, and I immediately flew it back. Like, how did you find me? You know, I was almost a little pissed off, but I started to ask my friends and some guy friends that said, oh no, that's not normal. You know, I'm normal. And apparently the man knew me from my marketing world. So while we've never met, I've been on stages or, you know, I speak all over the place, so maybe he had seen me there. That's what he was saying anyway. So the initial process was, oh, goody, I can look at his website. It's in the bottom of his email. I can look at his website. I can check him out. And we went back and forth for a few days, and with great help from many of my friends, I decided I would go on a coffee date. I was prepared. My friends just kept telling me, it's just a coffee date. You're not going to marry the man. You don't have to worry about trusting him. Just have coffee. It seemed reasonable. The day before we were going out, in one of our email exchanges, he said that he had watched some of my videos and he was very sorry for what had happened to me. Okay, gulp, like seriously. Uh-oh, the thing I didn't want anyone to know, it's just like the Brené Brown quote, my favorite quote from her. Never share your shame story with someone who hasn't earned the right to hear it. Now he knows it. Shit, I blew it. Well, I can't hide 400 videos. So I'm gonna have to face this fear one day anyway. Well, before I went, I was petrified. Literally, like, not sure I wanted to do this. I didn't understand why, but I was scared. And I went to my Facebook group and I posted up a Facebook thing and someone said, oh my God, she's human. I was a little taken by that. Do people really think I'm not human? Or do they think that when you're all healed and you can coach people that nothing ever happens to you? Get rid of that idea because that's bullshit. We are human and things happen and I use it to teach you. Anyway, I turned to my friends and they gave me support and they said, it's just coffee. So I went. Now, the conversation started off nice. We talked and before I knew it, I was revealing way too much. I didn't understand why at the time. Of course, he was asking me questions and I was answering them. But inside of me, my inner child was going, stop, stop, what are you doing? Too much information. And I could feel it. I could feel it as it came out my mouth, but it was like diarrhea. I couldn't control it. It was just, bleh. Oh yeah. Certainly, I got some information about him. Not enough to decide whether he was anything, because it was just a coffee date. But I gave away too much. And that night, I got an email. And the email was, "Dear Tracy, I'm really proud of you for what you're doing, and I just can't handle any trauma, or I forgot the word, basically that he can't handle this, even if it was for the greater good." Obviously, I said too much. Right there, I knew. Oh, man, I really did. I scared him away. Now, the ironic part here, for those of you who are going to tag me with this, I have a course that I teach online and to all of my support groups, and I've been doing it for years. It's called Change the Story. And so it's like book smart, right? I've had the occasion to use this over and over and over these last few years of my recovery. And the premise of it is to not give away too much, because if we do, we tell too much of our story, our shame story, our trauma, we could scare away a normal, healthy person. Ding! We can re-injure ourselves, because it's been a long time since I've thought of that stuff. And when it comes up, it bubbles inside of us. And if you're not in the fully recovered state where you're getting panic attacks still, then that can bring that on too. So that story is going to hurt us. It's going to scare away someone healthy, and it's going to invite a narcissist to abuse us because they have seen what we've been through and what we've endured. I was armed. Not only do I teach it, I do live it. But that was when I had control. So as I read that Dear Tracy letter, my normal reactions came up. And this is the process I want you to see for yourself. I told my support group the whole story last night, and people were like, "Well, screw him, and he wasn't good enough," and all of these things. And that's our natural reaction. Turn the attention to them. Well, he didn't do it. He didn't get it. If he was so evolved, how could he have not gotten that I was doing this to help the greater good? And that my hero's journey is like, I'm through my hero's journey. I'm like moving on and helping the world in addition to my trauma. So screw him, right? That's the initial thoughts. It wasn't long before I started to see that there was much more to this. Not only had I barfed out my entire story, the part about that was that fear sat next to me at the coffee shop. You see, I was still so afraid of someone knowing all my details of my life. And he said he watched my videos. So this is the part in all the process. I realized that I was telling him much more than I should have, but in a defensive way, to protect my honor, to explain why this man had me arrested, to explain the crazy-ass divorce that I didn't really understand or know about until it was too late. Looking it and processing it to see why that fear sat next to me, why that fear stopped me from doing everything I teach. We are all human. And every day we are going to be faced with tests, we are going to be faced with challenges that we didn't expect. Now I tell people all the time, when you've got a fear to face, plan for it. That was my original plan. I had the plan. That was where I can control. But I let myself go out of that box of safety. And then my plan fell apart because I didn't have a plan for what if he found out. Bingo. That is what happened. That is the cycle of how I spilled my beans. And you know what? I was so happy that I could figure this out and figure it out quickly, because the normal old Tracy would have curled up in a little rejection ball under the covers and said, I told you I'm not ready to date. Don't make me go out there. That would have been the old Tracy. I would have turned on a dime and said, my manifestation has come true. The new Tracy said, you had another lesson to learn. You didn't prepare for this. And with 400 videos out there about your life, you better ask, figure this out. So this guy's just a trial. He's just a guy for coffee. This man was just here to teach me a lesson. I say it all the time. People are in our life for a reason. It goes off of that reason season poem, but we aren't, despite what he looked like and ooh, what a hot catch he would have been or whatever, he wasn't meant to be here because I wasn't ready. And maybe I'm still not ready to date. I'll never know until I do go out there, but I'm going to be smarter. And the miraculous thing about this entire experience was that I learned that no matter where you are in recovery, life is going to throw challenges at you. Life is going to put someone in your life. And I'm not saying a narcissist. For this, I have no idea after 2 hours with a man that he's a narcissist or even, I doubt it. I'm not even saying that. It's just, we're going to be thrown things that are going to challenge what we know, challenge how we act, and challenge how strong we are. And the good part is not going under those covers. The good part is learning faster to find my own accountability. I story barfed. I gave away the keys and I buried myself. That's exactly what I don't want people to do. Now I can do that. I can control it. I can not tell my story and be with people I don't know. That's all okay. I could control that, right? This one took me out of the box. You're going to have that happen too. So don't beat yourself up. Recovery is a journey. It is a roller coaster. And when we go down the dips, the idea is that we don't stay under those covers for very long. The idea is that we don't bury ourselves in the recordings that I did something wrong, that I am not ready for dating. That's not true. The reality is that I had a lesson to learn. I need to prepare for this. Because if the right one comes along, I need to know that these things are going to come up. If I meet their family one day and their family Googles me, I need to have an answer. I need to have a short, concise thing that doesn't suck me down the rabbit hole of telling my entire story. You're going to have that too. You're going to meet someone one day and these challenges are going to be right there with you. These challenges are going to be sitting at the table with you on that coffee date. Our old friend fear and our other fears are going to live behind us. They're there to protect us. Fear and intuition are very much intermixed, and they are there to warn us. Danger, 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 Will Robinson. For those of you who are young, you won't understand that, but the rest of us will. Those fears are there for a reason. It's how we see them and identify them, process them. Don't go blaming the other person. Not his fault. He Googled me. I Googled him too. It's in how we recover and get out of that slump. Don't beat yourself up. I fucked up. Boop. Done. We don't have to worry about anything else. Because if we keep on blaming ourselves, oh, why did I do that? I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, we know that. But you did. Same thing. You didn't know you were being abused, or you know, and you're out. Don't blame yourself for that. Stop putting the blame on yourself and just turn it around to a lesson. I have to learn more. I have to practice more. There might be a 1,000 other lessons before I'm ready to meet the right person. I don't know. But I'm proud of the way that this lesson went. I could fall back on my knowledge from my course and see where I screwed up. But until we practice book smart and controlled situations allow us to have more confidence. But don't be thinking that that lesson is not going to be hidden and we're not going to know and prepare for it. So my journey is now to prepare, like an interview sort of. What will I say? I now can look back and go, wow, when he said he watched the videos, I could have said, did you have any questions about them? Because if not, I'd really like to know about where you like to travel to. I didn't get to talk to him and find out enough about him. And I regret that. But the old me would have also said, oh, I figured it out. Let me explain. The new me is like, you know what? People are either meant to be in our life or they're not. And I have to just let it go. My explanation is to you, YouTube subscribers, to hear this as a lesson and know that no matter how far along we are on this recovery path, I'm 5 years up here, guys. And it doesn't matter how much we've learned. Life is going to throw you challenges. So get back up. Don't be afraid. And give yourself credit for recovering faster. This is Tracy Malone. Thank you so much for listening to my little story of the day and lesson, the coffee date, lesson from Starbucks. You know what? Life is going to throw us lemons. And lemonade always tastes better with sugar in it. And maybe a little vodka. Just kidding. Have a great day, everybody.